Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we are the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the way sports talk radio should be. We got Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, the director of trading, coming up in a moment. And then, of course, the NFL pigskin pickoff. But, Rob, we start with something that is utterly ridiculous. And I'm going to have Rob G come on and kind of explain the report about Jeff Saturday.
Well, as you guys know,
because Chris, it is ridiculous. It really is.
Go ahead,
Rob G.
As you guys know, Jeff Saturday is one of many who has interviewed so far for the permanent head coaching gig of the Indianapolis Colts. Now, most level-headed individuals think, hey, he was 1-7. He obviously didn't do anything to separate himself or showing that he's capable of leading a team. So maybe it was more like a favor from Jim Irsay than anything else. Well, according to Jordan Schultz of The Score, Irsay believes that Saturday, quote, has the capabilities to be a coach in the NFL. And he adds in his report, that's exactly why Saturday is in this position and why Indianapolis was going to be deliberate and take their time with the decision, because they believe he is firmly in the race to become the next head coach.
Go ahead, Chris. Just go ahead, because I'm sick. Just threw up in my mouth. He should be eliminated from the competition after what we just saw. I mean, it would be a slap in the face. Go ahead. I'm sorry, because I'm already working.
Take him out of his misery and take the Colts fans out of their misery. Rob, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I think Frank Reich is a good coach. Frank Reich, I think, was there 4 years, got him to the playoffs a few times, never had a quarterback. Every year was a different quarterback. It was Phillip Rivers, as ancient as he was. It was Carson Wentz. And this year, when they fired Frank Reich, Rob, they were 3-5-1. And get this, they had beaten the Chiefs. Now, I'm not saying they were better than the Chiefs, but they beat the Chiefs.
Right.
They beat the Jaguars, who made the playoffs and are actually playing this weekend against the Chiefs. And they lost 9 points to the Titans. They lost 1 point to the Commanders. And they lost. They were blown out by the Patriots, and he's fired. I think, Rob, in that division, which was weak, won by Jacksonville, and they snuck in the playoffs, I actually think Indianapolis would have, if they had kept Frank Reich, they would have been in the running. I don't know that they would have won it and made the playoffs, but I think they would have been in the running. And Jeff's, it's not like, and look, we said it from the beginning. And so did most people. I'm not going to act like we saw something nobody else did. But you cannot, I mean, come on, man. You can't just hop into the NFL with no experience, even as an assistant and coach. And the fact that they are considering Jeff Saturday to be a head coach, and if this is a favor, Rob, to, you know, he really has aspirations of coaching, you know, in the future. If this is a favor so he doesn't look bad, then make him an assistant or something like that. Let him learn like the rest of the head coaches. And, Rob, when I see how some African-American coaches have been treated, David Culley, Steve Wilks, was it Lovie that was just shown the door after 1 year? Lovie Smith. Rob, they weren't given a shot. So I don't want to hear, oh, but he was learning. He showed potential. He didn't have any experience. These dudes did not get a shot, a legitimate chance. All right? And this is not, the NFL is not the place to be learning on the job. Of course, in every job, the longer you do it, the more you learn.
Right.
So, of course, you keep learning. But when you get a head coaching job, for the most part, you are viewed as somebody who's experienced, somebody who has paid their dues, somebody who has learned a lot on, you know, in coaching as an assistant or what at the college level, whatever it was. And essentially, you're viewed as somewhat of a finished product. So you come in and you take the team over and we go forward right away. This is not charity. This isn't about you, my boy. I like you, as the owner, Jim Irsay. And so I'm going to let you learn on the job. That's not fair to the players. These dudes are busting their butt, risking injuries that could affect them for the rest of their lives. And you're giving them a coach that's not qualified. That is not fair. And it's not fair to the fans, Rob, who you want to pay all this big money to go see a team that has no shot because their coach isn't qualified. And again, nothing against Jeff Saturday. He just, he hasn't paid his dues. And he admitted, Rob, that he might be terrible at the job. And if he's 0-8, he'll say that. Well, he was 1-7.
Right.
I haven't heard him say it, though.
And lost the last seven. Chris, spot on. Like, you should be disqualified. You jumped ahead of the line, Chris. He had a chance to change the culture, win a few games, and they could have been like, see, we knew it. And he had a chance. And you can't use the same excuses that they're using to justify hiring him or what they use to get rid of a lot of these black coaches, Chris. They give them, say they have no roster, but they don't hold that against Culley. They didn't hold that against, who am I thinking
Lovie,
of?
Lovie Smith. The Colts had a better roster than any of those guys.
But those guys weren't, well, what do you want Lovie Smith to do? Look at the roster. No, get out. Get out, Lovie.
They want him to be happy. And, yeah, of course, money helped. But they want him to be happy that, hey, you got
look at all that money you're taking along, right?
But that's not respectful. We want respect.
Exactly. And the same opportunity and accountability. Why do the black coaches have this accountability for not winning? But Jeff Saturday and Chris, he put together in those eight games, that first game against the Raiders, And shame on all the people. Me and you, we said it from Jump Street. Shame. I'm going to shame them.
Coaches were sticking their ex-players.
Players. You remember
who
that?
Wanted coach were sticking their chest out.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you see, you don't need to be a coach. You just need to be a leader of men. That's all you need. That's what Jeff Saturday is. He played. He been down there in the trenches. Yeah, right. And they also lost a 33-0 lead, Chris.
They were losing in historic fashion.
Right. They didn't just lose.
You're right, right. They lost in comical fashion. And again, this ain't fair to Jeff Saturday here. I mean, he's getting money. You know, maybe he's going to coach you. Hey, look,
go back to ESPN. He's all right.
He's not ready. And why have we heard Jeff say that?
Because
Jeff said, if I'm 0-8,
right,
I'll be the first to say, I'm paraphrasing, I'll be the first to say I wasn't ready.
And you know what?
And
now he's saying, well, I learned some stuff and I just need more time and my own quarterback and I wasn't able to put anything in. What? No. He really thought, Chris, and so did Irsay, they thought he was going to win 3 or 4 games and they'd slide him in. They did.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Am I right?
This was done.
This was a plan.
He was our coach of the future.
Yes.
Absolutely. No way. No doubt.
They had a plan. We'll circumvent that having to interview black coaches. I'm going to put my boy in, and we'll circumvent the whole thing. He'll go in, win 3 or 4 games. We'll say the culture's changed. Look how hard they were playing for. They lost, and then they lose the last game when the Texans throw a touchdown 4th and 20-something, whatever it was, Chris, to beat them. Like, they couldn't even win the last game and gave up the 2-point conversion.
They were losing in comical fashion. And the culture did change. It got worse! I mean, come on!
It did!
Again, it ain't fair to the players! You want these dudes to get out there and risk injury and health and bust their butts? And you're not doing the same? You're not doing a real coaching search. I mean, maybe now you are, but you didn't do a real coaching search. I mean, come on.
As far as coaching, Jeff Saturday's a fraud. He's a fraud. And they cannot install him as an NFL head coach.
I still
given
don't think
what
they
did.
Will, Rob. Look, you don't want to get in the business telling people who to hire as coach. But they should get a call.
They should get a call.
Irsay should get a private call. Don't have to be public.
From the commissioner.
Call, exactly. Like, look.
This doesn't look right.
I read this report.
Right.
Now, you're not seriously considering Jeff Saturday, are you? I mean, really, tell them.
Right.
And they've done that in other situations, right?
We know that.
Yep.
In Brooklyn, didn't the Nets get a call about hiring Udoka, right? Like, didn't they get like, this just doesn't feel right? Or like there's situations that yep. I think a league can do that, Chris, and just say, this is not good for our league. You got people putting time, effort, energy. We got all kinds of issues going on with the hiring of minorities. That's not to say, we already said it.
Right.
We
give the black
right. We're giving them credit. They have had 2 black coaches. I'm not,
right.
I don't
and
have any problem with the Irsay family.
They weren't like, right? You know, just, oh, let's
no.
just hire a black guy so we'll be fine for the next 7
Jim Caldwell
years.
Was 14-0, Chris, with, yep. when he started with the Colts.
Yep. And Dungy, of course, won their only Super Bowl.
So I don't have an issue. It's not about that. I don't care who they hire. Jeff Saturday doesn't deserve the job. Just off of what he did not do, period.
Heck, Rob, at the very least, go get Ryan Clark or Dan Orlovsky.
Couldn't
Give
be worse.
Them a shot.
Couldn't
My
be worse.
Gosh.
And,
no,
and Dan Orlovsky could at least run out of the end zone for a safety for you. Put some points on the board for the other team.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. I mean, and we don't – look. We're not trying to pick on Jeff Saturday.
But this is ridiculous.
This is ludicrous. It is not fair to anybody. Anybody involved, this is not
fair. It's not fair to the players,
nope.
Chris. It's not fair to the coaching ranks and people
nope.
who put paid their dues. And it ain't fair to Jeff Saturday, who
right.
ain't ready
or
for this.
Or the fans. And, of course, the fans.
Yes.
So, your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. We would be shocked if your thoughts differ from ours, but 877-99 on Fox, hit us up. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing
Wait,
I've ever
he's
been
still
a
on
part
the
of.
Line. Get off the show.
Off the show. You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah.
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you'll have all your protection in one place. It'll be cheaper and it'll be simpler. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. We're talking Jeff Saturday, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's kick it off with Cheese. Is that in North Carolina? North Kakalaki? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Cheese?
What's up, Rob, P, and CB? What's up?
We good, man. How are you?
Hey,
I'm good. I just want to first start off with this shop, with that, with for what you, the conversation with that had with the shop talk. Y'all need to try those Taco Bell wings. They are a truth. They are the hit. So
really? I can't imagine they can be that good.
So Taco Bell has what, wings?
Yeah, I guess. They're good. I promise you, I wouldn't steer you guys wrong. But anyway,
Rob will try them for sure.
I'm gonna try them. I gotta try. You know that. All right.
Let me know how it is, boys. But anyway, the Colts. I've been associated with the Colts since Peyton Manning been around, and the way they're going in the wrong. I'm seriously considering disassociating myself from them if they make this move, because it's just Saturday was a great player for us, but I just don't seem like it's the way to go. So
it doesn't feel good. I agree with you. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I will. If they make this move, I'll officially disassociate myself with them on this radio because I'm just not feeling it. But thank you for the call, guys.
Thanks, and, Cheese.
Yeah, nah, it's a good not weekend. Fair to the fans, Rob. We said it time and time again.
It really isn't. Thanks for that. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Happy Friday, guys. How
yes,
y'all
sir. How are you, buddy?
What's up? We good, man.
Pretty good, man. I'm checking you guys out. As always, great job. Thanks for taking my call. All right, I have this, man. First CBS football. Patriots interview Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator. This is like the end of the season, right? Okay, also, Coach and Jeff Saturday meet about the head coaching job. Guys, the Rooney Rule is a bad joke. It just seems like some coaches have a complexion for the job protection. Like Stanley Sharp says, a.k.a. LaSannon, there is a place for a pig to judge. Let's not forget the Texans tried to hire high school coach Josh McNown, which Tully and Lovey were both set up to fail in the Black Lives Movement. Let's not forget that. That's why those guys are given an opportunity and or a chance, I would say, not really an opportunity. Byron Leftwich is out because Tom Shady was only halfway in. This is another reason why I no longer watch the No Fun League.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. MJ not having it. Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, buddy?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother behind the board. Another amazing week, gentlemen. I really enjoyed this week on the radio. And
thank you.
May I, for all the Odd Couple Nations, just say we're breathing a sigh of relief because we thought Alex Tyser got in an accident on the way to the station today, man.
No, thank God. Hold on. Let me clear the air. Just CB out here be throwing stuff out there like you don't know. There was no Tyshirt accident. Ruby is fine. The car of my dreams. I was just stuck behind one, Sean.
Yes, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. I know it's not Worship Wednesday, but thank God. And, you know, I'll be down there in Orange County next week, fellas.
So, are you really?
Yeah, man. I got a little, you know, I actually do some actual work in real life, so I'll be down there for a site visit. So if y'all got some time, let's hit up a vegan joy. Alex, what's
Sean,
up, man?
Sean, hit me up, bro. You know I'm your only follower. You know, nobody here wants to give you the
Alex
same love. Hit me up.
To the perfect vegan joint.
Right. My favorite one, you said?
To the perfect vegan joint out there in L.A.
Oh, I'll take him to Gracias Madres.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we'll hit up the vegan spot, and then, Rob, I'm going to hit you up afterward. We'll go go sightseeing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there you go.
See, and then,
Sean.
Don't let Rob steer you the wrong way.
And then, Sean, you can wash down that vegan food with some wings.
Hey, Sean.
Hello. Hey, nothing from Taco Bell, though, man. Don't take no eating advice from a guy named Cheese, brother.
Wings from Taco Bell.
My take real quick, though, man, look. Just because you drove a car for your whole life doesn't mean I'm going to let you be my mechanic. This is a crying shame. They're making a mockery out of being head coaches, man. Byron Leftwich, Eric Bieniemy, they were some hot names last year. All this talk about you need to wait your turn, you need to go through the process, you need to be an OC, you need to do this and that. And Jeff Saturday could go from the booth, not even the booth, from a casual job on ESPN to managing a sideline. I thought that 33-point comeback would have did it to him. But, man, if they do this in Indianapolis, I don't see how the fans could ever go to another game. I'd boycott. That's all I got, fellas. Enjoy the weekend. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, Sean. Thank you, buddy. Yep.
Thank you, my man.
How about Barry in Portland? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hi, guys. What's going on?
How you?
First of all, I like Sean's comments. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I like what he said, boycott and everything else he was standing for. Yeah. When it comes to us, it's always about to cover our skin because if you think about it, they've been in the Super Bowl twice in the past 10, 15 years. Both of their coaches were black.
Right.
Jim Caldwell went to the Super Bowl. Tony Dungy was the Super Bowl. They ain't even thought about a brother since then. They've had like four or five coaches. A brother ain't even been close in the running of being a head coach in Indianapolis. You know, nothing's really changed when it comes to race for the NFL. They got a problem, serious problem, I think.
Yeah, and this hire would do that, or would feel like if you're Bieniemy or Leftwich, Chris, right?
Yes,
Barry, you're right.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
They would be. I would be deterred and disappointed on where they are, and like, what does this mean for us? Like, it would kill you.
And he told them he ain't want to be no assistant coach. So, I mean, who is he to tell them what he wants to be? But evidently it's working.
Crazy. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, bro, man. Love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Our man Lamar Mitchell's next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
It is the iCouple. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm sorry, the TireRack.com studios as well.
Wow.
And football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. So tune in Saturdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, as we take you live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by BetMGM. And speaking of BetMGM, they got a director of trading who is all that and a bag of chips.
Man.
Yeah. And some Coca-Cola, too. And some chicken wings. Throw that in for Rob. This is the man. This is the myth. This is the legend. Lamar Mitchell. What's up, brother? Welcome.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me tonight. How you guys doing?
Man, after that introduction, you need a baby oil and a towel. I mean, my goodness.
I need baby oil.
Rob's always taking it to a strange place.
I'm a woman.
I'm sorry for that. All right, let's get this thing started. But before we get to the weekend coming up, which is going to be great, I got to ask you about what happened last Saturday between the Chargers and the Jags. What was the in-game betting like?
Yeah, where people, yeah.
When the Chargers are up 27-0, and what's the atmosphere like in the sports book when you're watching this meltdown play out the way it did in real time?
You know, we had that question, and I don't remember what the end game was at the time, but it was the last we saw was 17.5. And I don't remember if we put it back up after that. But the atmosphere for the Charger fans, they know the pain of losing these type of games. But it was crazy because, you know, the Chargers will find a way to lose somehow, somewhere, some way. And that was what it was like in the book. Just crazy with, you know, the Jacksonville fans. Kind of like when you saw years ago when the Patriots came back from being down 28-3 versus the Falcons. Just bedlam.
Now, this I heard this before, Chris, before you asked the first betting question. I heard that somebody, and I don't know if this was real or not, that they bet $1.4 million to win 11,000 once when the score was 27, but on DraftKings, that's what it was. Did you hear that, Lamar?
We did hear that, but we don't know if that's
But that doesn't make any sense. Like, who would put up $1.4 million to win 11,000? That's not even worth it. Even if you thought that they were going to win, I mean, $11,000? That doesn't make sense.
No, absolutely, you're right. But we heard about that, saw it on social media, but we don't know if that's 100% correct. But you will hope that's not the case.
Yes. All right, here we go. Let's get to it. I've got the wild card weekend as well, and never thought the Bucks were any good, so I wasn't surprised to see the Cowboys win on Monday night. But I also know Dallas and Tampa are both public teams when it comes to betting. So when Dallas covers the spread, was that a good thing or a bad thing for you guys at BetMGM?
That was not a good thing for us. We actually needed the Bucks in that situation. But it wasn't that bad because, you know, both teams are, like you say, public teams. But we had to balance out. But it was a small six-figure loser for us when Dallas covered the spread last week.
All right, so speaking of these Cowboys, they're currently a 4-point underdogs in San Francisco against the Niners. But, you know, I know Dallas was impressive last week, but I have to imagine that bettors are all over the Niners in this one, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The Joes are all over the Niners, about a 3-1 ticket count right now. And that's our largest discrepancy in the games right now. It's 3-1 in favor of the Niners. Money is all Niners. It's not even close. We've taken several large six-figure bets on the Niners and not a lot of faith in the Cows right now.
All right, sticking with the NFC, Lamar, I read today that almost 80% of the money is on the Giants to cover the 7.5 against the Eagles. We get it. It's a division rival and all that. But that has to be a misprint, right? Are the bettors really that high on Danny Dimes in this spot?
Yeah, absolutely. The Joes are all on Danny Dimes, believe it or not. Money and ticket count is, for us, it's on Danny Dimes, as you call like to call him. Kind of surprising. This is a divisional game, so, you know, this will be the third matchup between these two teams. And we know last time they played, Eagles really destroyed them at the Meadowlands. But we'll see what happens this time. But, yeah, the Joes are on the Giants, but the Sharps are on the Eagles. They laid the 7.5. The Sharps did.
Yeah, this to me could be a blowout. It could be.
All right. So I'm looking at the board, and I see that the line shifted in the Bills-Bengals from Buffalo minus 3.5 all the way to Buffalo minus 5.5, which seems kind of heavy, I got to admit. That's the most movement of any of the four games easily. So how much of that do you think has to do with the injuries along the Bengals offensive line, which Rob and I think are significant?
Yeah, three starters.
And what is it, the pros or the Joes who ultimately move that line?
It's a combination of both. We took a large six-figure bet on the Bills, minus the 4, and the Joes have been just unloading their bank account on the Bills as well, and the Sharps have unloaded on the Bills as well. So it's a combination of both of those. You know, this is a side where both Joes and pros are unloading on the Bills here, money and by their activity.
Our guest is Lamar Mitchell, of course, from BetMGM. He's the director of trading here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Last one from me, Lamar. The Chiefs are holding a pretty strong as 9-point home favorites against Jacksonville. I know the Jags had that miracle comeback last week against the Chargers, but I really doubt if they can go and do it again in Kansas City. Where are the Sharps on this one? 9 is a lot. The Jaguars got something going. What are the Sharps? Where are they putting their money?
Just like the other matchup in the AFC, this is Joes and pros. Sharps are on the Chiefs at minus 8.5, which led us up to 9. The large six-figure money is coming in on the Chiefs. We expect to take lots of six-figure money coming in on the Chiefs. This might be our biggest one-sided, lopsided decision come out of the four games, because as you know, the Jags, what they did last week, people believe they can't sustain that going into this game, and they're the young team up on the rise, and it's not their time yet. So we expect that a lot of money is going to come in on the Chiefs, and they're about 2.5-1 as far as ticket count right now. So we'll see what happens going forward.
All right, we got one more, Lamar, before we let you go. And I'm not even sure if you can answer this, but Rob does a parlay every night in his segment called Shekel City. He almost never wins.
What?
But he likes doing it because the payouts can be huge when you actually do win. All right? So can you tell us which bets are being parlayed the most this weekend at BetMGM? Sorry, Rob.
I got my pen. I'm taking this down. I'm ready.
Of course, it's the Chiefs. It's the Eagles, it's the Bills, and it's the Niners. All the favorite, the chalk parlays, that's the biggest ones.
So all the parlays, is that what people are doing? Just saying, oh, yeah, they're all going to win?
Yeah, they're just betting the chalk. The big money line favorites and the chalk.
So it's money line for these bets? All four of these are just money line?
Yes, these are the big ones.
Yeah,
but you don't win as much money with the money line, right? I mean,
no, absolutely. When you're talking about the point spread, though, on the point spread, it is the Chiefs minus the points, the Giants plus the points, the Bills minus the points, and then the Niners minus the points. But if you're looking at money line, they're just betting all four favorites on the money line. Wow. That's what's most of the bets are coming in on those parlays.
All right. That is our man, Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry, Lamar Mitchell. I always
Why you keep
Lamar
doing
Jackson.
That? Wow.
That's a compliment, though, Lamar.
Wrong with Jackson, right?
You'll take
right.
that.
Who wouldn't mind being called Lamar Jackson? All
yeah.
right. Lamar.
You know what? Because Lamar wants fully guaranteed money from BetMGM as well, right?
That's right, Rob. That's right.
And you know, don't let Chris fool you with the big intro. He wants to franchise tag you.
Lamar's like, what?
What? Yeah, okay. Thanks, Lamar.
All right,
have a great
Lamar,
weekend.
Before you, get pelted with any other corny joke, we're going to get you out of here, man. All right, brother.
Fellas,
thank you, my
weekend.
Man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, peace. Pigskin Pickoffs next. I made a move last weekend. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff here in the TireRack.com studios.
Let it breathe.
Got my mind made up. Come on. Ain't that what that is? Trouble Funk? Was that Trouble Funk?
This is Instant Funk.
Instant Funk. That's right. Instant Funk. I got my mind made up. Come on, right? That's the song.
Oh, I see you.
Yeah, boy.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the Pigskin Pickoff here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And yes,
why
you are
you
hearing
that
theme music because even after a rough wild card round, Rob Parker still ahead in the pigskin pickoff.
By one. But what, not
3 weeks away from sealing the championship. Rob Parker, one game up on Chris Broussard.
That's all it takes is one
game, two games.
All you need to do is win one.
Let's do this.
All right, we're picking NFL games against the spread in the NFL divisional round again. There's only four games this week, Chris. Your time to make up ground is dwindling. Just want you to know that, all right? You got four games, two games, one game. You have seven games total to make up the ground against Rob Parker. Let's get to it. Game number one of the weekend on Saturday. Jags at the Chiefs. Chiefs 9-point home favorites. Chris, who are you taking?
You know, obviously the Chiefs to win, but I'm going to take Jacksonville in the points. This is a shocker because I know everybody expects the Chiefs to blow them out. And they might. But I think they win like a one-score game. So I'm going to take Jacksonville with the points.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Wow.
To cover the 9. It was 8.5, 9. I'm going to do that.
It hurts Rob to go against his beloved Jaguars. Because remember, he was all in on the Jags for a minute.
No, you know what? No, it is. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going back. I can't.
You going back to the Jags?
I'm going back to the Jags.
Oh, stick with you.
Wow. He's going full Chris Broussard right now.
But as long as I ain't going to kill you. As long as you do it before the game, that ain't, you know.
No.
It's not like you're doing it at halftime. Not like you're doing it two games into the season, like you did with Jimmy B.
And again, guys, all of these odds courtesy of our friend Lamar Mitchell at BetMGM. But as Lamar mentioned, these lines have shifted a little bit. So all of these odds are from earlier on Friday morning. What you get right now at 9:50 p.m. Eastern might be a little bit different. Here we go. Game number two. Giants at the Eagles. Eagles 7.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker, who you like?
I'm taking the Eagles -7.5.
You know what? I think the Eagles win, but I think the Giants, I think it's a good game. I think the Giants, I'm taking them in the points.
Chris is on that Danny Dimes Kool-Aid. He's been trying to tell you all show, and then you got to believe him finally.
All right. I love it.
Game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff over to Sunday. This, to me, is the game of the weekend. Provided we get good offensive line play. Bengals at the Bills. Bills, the line has shifted. 5.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
Tough one to pick. I'm going with Buffalo to win, but this point spread, I'm going to go with the Bills, and the thing that's pushing me to them as far as the points is Cincinnati's offensive line. So I got the Bills.
I'm going to take the Bengals +5.5.
So you got the Bills winning, though?
This game, I just think it'll be closer, even with the offensive line. I think it'll be hard for them to win, the Bengals. But I'm going to say I'll take the points, and I think the Bengals somehow win. That the turnovers is what neutralizes, Chris, the offensive line.
Now, Rob, you're saying you're picking the Bengals to win, but we said, Lamar, that this one opened up at 3.5. Would you have liked it as much at 3.5 as you do at 5.5? Probably not, right?
Nah, yeah, I like it more because it's like a safeguard. I think they'll win, but 5.5 is a lot. You know, they could lose by 3 or 4.
It's hard to imagine what the second or third best quarterback in the NFL being a 5.5-point
underdog. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a big number. All right, last game of the weekend, Cowboys at the Niners. Niners 4-point home favorites, Brock Purdy and the fellas. Rob Parker, who are you taking?
I'm taking the 49ers. They got so many things. Kicking is a question mark for the Cowboys. This is Dak against a really good team, and he doesn't fare well against really good teams. I gotta go with the 49ers at home.
I got the Niners. I think, look, you can't run against the Niners. I mean, they got the second best, maybe the best run defense in the league. And if Dallas has trouble running, then that means Dak's going to have to put the team on his back. And that's when he starts making throwing interceptions and things like that. So I got San Francisco. I think it's a good game. I said on TV 31-27 San Fran. That would obviously be 4. But, I'm going to go with San Fran.
All right, these picks are spicy because best case scenario, Chris, you head into championship weekend up one.
One ahead, right?
Or you head into championship weekend down three with virtually no chance of winning the pigskin pickoff.
This is going to get good. There is always hope.
This is going to get good.
Yeah.
Why are we playing that?
Because I'm leading.
Give me the bongos.
I'm leading.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP.
Hey, I'm so hyped. I'm growing hair on my chest as we speak.
It's the Odd Couple. Rob Parker is in his element. And we are out. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. Fire's on the way. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.